Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 24. So much exciting stuff to talk about.
Thank you for joining us today. And before we get into the beautiful message of St. Alphonsus and our reflections on his thoughts, very important question for you. Do you love your Catholic faith? And do you think it's making a difference in your life? We do. Not only do we love our Catholic faith, but we believe it makes the eternal difference in everyone's life. And if you look in the world today, I just see a lot of brokenness. I see a lot of woundedness. I see a lot of confusion. And so why do we do what we do here? It's simply to help people to know Jesus, to love him, to serve him, and journey to heaven. This is why we do it. We want to invite you into our mission. We've been so blessed to be able to serve people this way. As of today, we just passed the mark of 50,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. Thank you for joining us. What we have behind the scenes is a Patreon team, people who support us on a monthly basis that allow us to do all of this, because all of this takes a lot of time and resources. So if you would consider joining us in spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world, we would greatly appreciate it. So if you're interested, there will be a link in the description and right there. If you receive this in an email, it's also in the email. So today, St. Alphonsus has a beautiful message for us. At present, our passions make the things of this earth appear different from what they really are. Death tears away the veil and shows them in their true light, to be nothing but smoke, dirt, vanity, and misery. O God, what use are riches, possessions, or kingdoms in death, when nothing is needed but a coffin and a simple garment to cover the body? A simple garment and a coffin. The only two things we need in the end. What sobering thoughts. It reminded me of a conversation I had with a man of faith. He was sharing with me how his father was dying. And as his father was dying, he just kept on talking about his boat and how much money he had saved to buy this boat, how he loved this boat. He went on and on about his recreational vehicle as he was dying. And finally, he says to his son, isn't it a nice boat? And the man of faith, my friend, he said, yes, Dad, it was a nice boat. And this conversation really grieved this man because he knew that there was more to life than a boat. His father was about to step into eternity to see his maker. He did not have faith. All passes quickly and ends. Time is short. Therefore, let us so act that everything may serve towards attaining eternal life. I ask myself, is this how I live? Is everything I do ordered to obtaining eternal life? I hope so. But I know it isn't so, because I'm weak. And that's why I ask God's mercy and his strength. And this is why we do what we do. This is why we pray. We need God's help in this so that everything is ordered to that eternal end. I think about even the education of our children. We've made certain choices to educate them in a certain way. For what purpose?
So that they become saints.
That's it. Yeah. So they become saints. Now, it doesn't mean that we deny them their natural abilities and giftedness. On the contrary, we want to bring them those things out of them so that they could serve God with them. But my hope for our children is not that they would become financially successful in the end. If that happens, beautiful. I hope that all their physical needs are met, indeed. But much more important is that they become holy. And I would consider it the greatest tragedy in life if my children didn't do this. So in the end,
it is the greatest tragedy.
It is. It is. And so in the end, I hope to leave more in my children than to them. I want them to grow in virtue. I want them to know and love Jesus. I want them to use all the temporal blessings of this world so that it's ordered towards glorifying God. And I hope I can do the same.
Great secret of death, which makes us see that which the lovers of this world do not see. The most enviable fortunes, the most exalted dignities, the proudest triumphs lose all their splendor when they are viewed from the bed of death. Doesn't death sometimes put perspective on life? I just think all these things that a lot of us are working towards, you know, maybe it's getting a certain degrees or building a business or
better house.
Yes, or, you know, building a certain type of community. In and of themselves, those are not bad things. However, if they're not done with the end in mind of, you know, growing in holiness or doing God's will, then in some ways they could be considered a waste of time.
A stumbling block. Mm-hmm. Where they should be a stepping stone.
Let us then be persuaded that the proper time for repairing a disordered conscience is not the hour of death, but during life. Let us hasten to do now that which we cannot do then. All passes quickly and ends. The time is short. Therefore, let us so act that everything may serve toward attaining eternal life. Was that your quote?
No, but that's a great one. How did I miss it?
I almost feel like it's the same as the one you had just said. Basically, it just reemphasizes that everything that we do should be oriented towards the goal, which is heaven.
What stood out to me in that line was disordered conscience. We need to form our conscience. We need to be reading good books. We need to be studying the lives of the saints. We need to be studying the Word of God. We need to know our catechism. If we're not formed, our conscience will be disordered. Mm-hmm. And therefore, our living will be off.
Yeah, and it'll be formed by the shows that we're watching. It'll be formed by the company that we keep. It'll be formed by the music that we listen. As much as we think that these things do not have influence on us, they do.
Mm-hmm. They'll be formed by the YouTube channel you subscribe to. So look at who you watch. If we don't help you in the fullness of faith, unsubscribe, because we don't deserve you then. But look at the other people. Who are you tuning into? Are they casting doubt into Holy Mother Church, or are they building you up? Really consider, what are you putting into your mind? Because that forms you and it forms your actions. And our actions must lead us to the end, heaven. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just have to finish with this one thought. I feel like this is so important. Okay, he talks about what Jesus says while he's carrying his cross. And he also mentions that St. Bonaventure says that the cross of Christ was 15 feet long. That's long. 15 feet. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine how heavy that was? Okay, so listen to this. This is what Jesus says. Come, he then said. Come, my beloved cross. It is now 33 years that I am sighing and searching for thee. I embrace thee. I clasp thee to my heart. For thou art the altar upon which it is my will to sacrifice my life out of love for my flock. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
The end.